Not as straightforward as it might seem. That applies to one other idea for health care savings. As part of the automatic cuts that will take place if Congress doesn't act by the end of the year is a huge pay cut for doctors who see Medicare patients. On January 1st, Medicare is set to cut those payments by nearly 30%. It's actually part of a plan Congress put in place 15 years ago and then proceeded to postpone year after year. Hannah Jaffe-Walt with our Planet Money team explains.
The way doctors get paid, the way a regular checkup or a surgery gets turned into money, most of us never see that side. And actually, doctors don't really always understand that side. For instance, yesterday in the Bronx in New York, Chris Veras took his grandfather to see Dr. Bob Murrow. And Veras told the doctor his grandfather has dementia, hasn't spoken a word to anyone for over a year. And then, just the other day,
he actually held his hand to his chest. We asked him if his heart hurts because he kept holding it, and he kept nodding yes. And now I'm almost sure that he's either got some kind of pain over there, so we just want to make sure everything is fine.
Dr. Morrow listens, asks a bunch of questions. The grandson answers them to the best of his ability. Dr. Morrow orders a cardiogram, leaves the room, comes back.
You guys all dressed?
Yeah, you can come in.
Yeah, probably better close.
So the cardiogram is normal.
And so that's good.
But the doctor says the grandfather should still see a cardiologist. There's some more discussion, and then it's over. Dr. Murrow and I stand in the hall as the patients leave the office.
So what happens now?
In what way?
With the money. How does the money work from here?
Oh, well, I fill out this form.
Dr. Murrow fills in what he did on the form and then sends it to his billing guy, a guy named Ruko Ongario, who turns the form into codes, which get turned into money. First visit with a new patient, code number 99204.
$144.96.
And then there's the cardiogram.
With Medicare, the payment's roughly around $17.
So about $160 for the whole thing. A very specific, very contested number. Hundreds of thousands of doctors, like Dr. Murrow, bill Medicare for everything they do, every service and procedure. And every year, doctors bill for more and more things. So, back in 1997, Congress said, look, if doctors keep sending more bills every year for visits and cardiograms, Medicare will pay less for things like visits and cardiograms. There will be a formula, keep costs in check. Professor Joseph Newhouse teaches health policy at Harvard University, and he says in 2002, the formula was clear: cut doctor fees by 4%.
Doctors, of course, were somewhat grumpy about this. Some of them started to talk about maybe we won't be happy about taking Medicare patients.
People on Medicare didn't like the sound of that, and people in Congress didn't like to hear their senior voters upset. And so the next year, in 2003, when the same thing happened, the formula said again to cut doctor fees.
And the Congress said, yeah, we don't really want to go home and tell our constituents that, or have their doctors tell them that we cut their fees another 4%.
So instead, ignore the formula. Raise fees just a little bit, just this year. And then the next year, and then the next. And the formula is cumulative, which means that right now, the $160 Dr. Murrow made, the formula says it should be a lot less.
If we were going to fix the whole thing and make up for all of the cuts that the formula said we should have made, we would cut his fee 30%.
Are we going to do that?
No.
So why do we have the formula?
I think the answer is that it allows us to pretend the deficit is less than it really is.
Because the deficit lives by this fiction, too, that we will cut doctor fees by 30%, even though everyone knows that is very, very unlikely to actually happen. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.